Yeah. I mean, of so-so tak, because people think we're outsiders, right? So yeah. We should not have a say in the politics of Pakistan.
Yes, yes, yes.
Which I think kind of makes sense. Lekin phir hum jab bhi, like, main jab bhi Pakistan gaya hun, I would hear the same thing at every house we'd go to, which would just be like, yaar, aap hamara bhi kuch kar dein, hamara bhi visa lagwa dein, yaar, kuch kar.
Bro, bahut badi misconception hai, kehte hain hum log yahan pe aa gaye, raja utar rahe hain, ya hamari chaldi, humne 5-5 nokar lagi hain, aisa kuch nahi, unko phone samjhaye bhi kehte hain yahan pe.
Yeah.
Life is just as tough, well, like, slightly tough in Pakistan, lekin kehte hain, it's not as easy as they make it to be.
Yeah.
To jab kehte hain bhi, aap aa rahe hain Pakistan, ye leke na, bro, kahan se?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I just want the country to be in a place ke logon ko bahar jaane ki itni zarurat hi na pade, you know?
Ji, definitely.
Welcome back to Puckcord. This is your host Habib and aaj ke hamare guest hain Hasan Raza. 13 saal ki umar pe Hasan moved out of Pakistan and spent some time in Saudi Arab before his family decided to settle down in the UK, and he's been living in the UK since then in Wales. Hasan talks about his passion for Pakistan and being kind of a patriotic everyday Pakistani in the UK. In this episode, we basically have a discussion comparing his life as an immigrant to the UK and my life as an immigrant to the US. He talks about life in Wales and adjusting to the UK at the young age of 13 and issues with adopting, for example, the English accent. We spend a significant amount of time on the question, would you move back to Pakistan? We also have a brief political talk, something that I try to avoid on this podcast. But in this episode, I left some of that conversation in to emphasize our thoughts on how the younger generation should be approaching politics versus how they were approached in the past. And then finally, we wrap it up with racism in the West. So let's get started with Hasan. So you live in the UK, right?
Yeah, so I've been living in the UK since 2010. Usse pehle main, you know, I was born in Pakistan, so spent 13 years there, moved to UK in 2010. Yeah, and been here since, you know, like, since 2010.
All right, so 2010 mein aapki umar kitni thi?
Us time main 13 saal ka tha. So hum log kitne move hue the Wales. Wales is like, you know, like, yeah, small section of UK. So wahan pe hum log 2 saal rahe, fir hum log we moved to this, like, city in England, near, you know, Newcastle. Hum log yahan pe rahe pichle 7-8 saalon se.
So you weren't a complete kid, I guess, when you came to...
Yes, ji, ji.
Pretty familiar with Pakistan.
Yeah.
So move honi ki wajah kya thi aapki family ki?
Bro, kehte like every Asian family kehte hain. I think the ultimate motive was to, like, find some good education and future for the kids. So, you know, I think that's what, yeah, my parents were trying to, like, achieve as well. To kehte hum log, you know, I'm from Faisalabad, I was born there. And then we moved, yeah, to, like, Islamabad, near this place called Taxila. I'm not sure if you've heard of it. So hum log wahan move hue the again, you know, the ultimate motive was to, because, you know, Islamabad is more like it is a better city compared to, like, Faisalabad in terms of, you know, education and, you know, like, opportunities.
Yeah.
So phir hum log wahan bhi rahe the, phir kehte hain we also destined in, like, Saudi Arabia for a short while, again, like, in pursuit of, like, good, you know, education, good future. But lekin hum log wahan se phir wapas Pakistan move hue, because, you know, in Saudi Arabia mein the education levels are not that good. So hum log UK eventually aaye the, because, you know, like, my dad got a job here, and then, like, obviously all the opportunities here are, like, far better than, like, Pakistan or Saudi. So yeah, that was the ultimate purpose.
Say acha. Oh ha, ye to main bhul hi gaya, before UK you went to Saudi. So yeah. Udhar aap kitni der rahe the?
To wahan pe gaye the, hum log gaye the with an intention to move there, you know, first of all. To wahan pe hum log rahe the 6 months rahe the, but, you know, like, we went to the school there, like, as well. To wahan pe humne jaake dekha bhi, education, you know, in Pakistan was far better than this, or get, and the way the school was conducted as well. Hum log jab move hue the, wo kehte hain fairly new city tha in, you know, in Saudi, to matlab wahan pe itni zyada facilities bhi nahi hai. To humne kaha bhi, kehte hain rather than stay, we'll just move back Pakistan.
So matlab family ke liye itna, I guess, itni setting nahi hui Saudi
mein. Nahi, nahi, nahi.
Kyunki wahan Pakistani sab bahut hain, sunne mein to bahut hain ke kafi badi Pakistani community rehti hai wahan pe.
Ji, Pakistani wahan pe bahut rehte hain, lekin kehte hain Jones shehar mein hum the, wo kehte hain uska naam hai Al Khubar. To matlab it was a fairly new city at that point. Lekin mostly Pakistani jo hain, I think they are most saturated in, like, places like Riyadh, which is the capital there. So wahan pe kehte hain ye pichle saal mera jo flatmate tha wo bhi wahin se tha, wo mujhe batata tha, kehte hain wahan pe you can literally get away with not speaking Arabic at all. So wahan pe itne zyada Pakistani hote hain yaad.
Ah, right, right.
Yeah, so bro, I've just turned 22 on Thursday. Main 22 saal ka ho gaya, time jaldi guzra raha hai zyada. So yeah. So maine apni university finished kar li hai is saal mein, alhamdulillah, ho gaya, I graduate ho gaya, I'm now working as a mechanical engineer, as a graduate mechanical engineer. So ye is time mein kar raha hu, ab aage dekhte hain plan kya hota hai, inshallah.
Zabardast. Yeah, mechanical engineering, right?
Ji, mechanical, like, typical of like Asians to go either go down the engineering route or the doctor route. So engineering was for me.
Sahi. Okay. Pakistan wapas gaye ho kahin bar since moving to the UK?
Bro, do dafa ho gaye ho. Main kehte hain first time I went after 5 years moving to UK. Wo tab gaya tha mamu ki shaadi bhi kehte hain Christmas time ke paas to wahan pe jaake sahi I enjoy kiya. But uske baad phir meri university start ho gayi thi aur main is saal gaya hu kehte hain after graduating. So like I was in Pakistan 2 months ago. Wahan pe
Yeah. So, and then when you go there, you basically hang around the Faisalabad area.
Yeah. So, we last time we went, we couldn't go anywhere. We couldn't really go traveling anywhere because like when the wedding was, my mom was so we were a lot more invested in that. So this time we went with no sole purpose. You know, we just went to to meet people. And then like we also had thought like we'll go on traveling a bit more because despite spending 13 years in Pakistan, bro, I didn't see Lahore in Tikhana. Islamabad bhi kehte hain wo maine us level ka nahi dekha kyunki us time kehte hain obviously you don't us time andar kehte itni hosh nahi hoti to hum log gaye the mostly spent time in Faisalabad kehte hain gaon ke andar kyunki obviously 4 saal ho gaye kehte hain kafi logon ko nahi dekha tha to hum log 2-3 hafte wahan rahe phir ek hafta main doston ke sath jaake Islamabad hum log Lahore phire aur kehte hain school ke dost the jo se the jo since we moved to UK I hadn't met so like I went back and like I met them again which was a really good feeling to be fair.
Did you have fun there in Pakistan? Matlab kafi achhi experience rahi wahan jaane mein.
Yeah bro kehte hain aap jaate hain wapas then you like realize ki kehte hain apna mulk hota hai obviously kehte hain apni zuban apna khana apni jukte jalli hoti hain to wo yahan pe apni UK mein itna nahi hota.
Right bro yahan pe bada structured lifestyle hota hai na UK or US
mein. Ji bro
lifestyle mein bahut structure hota hai like apne ye kaam karna hai apne school jana hai ghar aana hai you know study karni hai wagera wagera like for us Pakistan is like a vacation spot.
Yes yeah
baki logon ke liye waqai Pakistan vacation spot nahi hai wo to apna you know roti apne platon mein rakhne ki koshish kar rahe hain
ji hum log yahan pe baith ke dekhte hain ki Pakistan mein sahi banda laga hota hai shuru laga hota hai ye lekin jo Pakistan mein log reh rahe hain unko pata bhi kitni wahan pe life difficult hai kitni kam opportunities hai kitni zyada matlab you know how you don't get justice sometimes the life isn't fair over there but like in UK aapko matlab aapko set structure diye hua bhi aapne kehte hain GCSEs karne A level karne fir aapne jana university if you don't go down that route you've got this route so structure diya hua sahi keh rahe
hain I mean yeah life here I think I would say life here you would probably agree to this life here is difficult too yani ke itni aasan hoti hai because it's structured but at least you get what you deserve you what you work hard for right you study hard you get a good job right
exactly
Pakistan mein to unfortunately log itna padh rahe hain so many people are studying advanced degrees now but the opportunities aren't always there that's unfortunate jiski wajah se unko bahar bhi aana pad jata hai
ji ji bro main wahi keh raha hu kehte hain aap Pakistan mein mujhse zyada kahin zahin log baithe hain ki humse zyada very intelligent Pakistan ke alawa aap ja kar dekhen to itna talent bada hua hai lekin obviously opportunities lack of opportunities is a big thing so like they don't really progress to the ranks as much aur kehte hain international fees you know jitne log diye jaate hain matlab £18,000 I think some people are paying at my university which is like shocking to be fair to kehte hain lack of opportunities is a big thing
right chalo ab thoda sa rewind karte hain actually so when you moved to UK you were 13 years old right
yeah
main jab US move hua tha you might have heard on an earlier podcast or something main 6.5 saalon ka tha
ji
to the US and you know for me I can tell a little bit about myself but I know that adjusting here was very difficult in the beginning but because I did it in my early childhood you know it paid off a lot pehle 2 saal to mujhe pata hi nahi main school kaise pass kiya main samajh nahi aati thi english kya main kar raha hu kya likh raha hu main kya kitabein padh raha hu something america mein teacher ne mujhe waise hi pass kar diya nikalne ke liye mujhe to maine kuch kiya nahi pehle 2 saal phir chauthi jamaat mein you know like 9 years onwards I finally started performing and learning and integrating myself so that was my challenge going at a very early age so how was your experience 13 saal ki umar pe
bro you know, it was a lot harder and like difficult to adjust cuz feel like 13 years I think you've developed yourself like you know what's going on kind of okay aapko yaad hota hai bhi aapne piche kya kiya hua aap kaun sa lifestyle se aa rahe ho maybe at like 4-5 years of age and like you aapko itni hosh nahi aayi hoti to matlab pakistan jab hum log yahan pe aaye the matlab I knew what was going on like and thankfully kehte hain pakistan mein hum log jo school mein padhte the wo tha english medium school tha तो वहाँ पे हमने इंग्लिश बोलनी होती थी सिर्फ उर्दू के लेसन में ही कहते हैं उर्दू बोलते थे और कहते हैं जब होती थी ब्रेक्स वगैरह उसके अंदर बोलते तो मतलब इंग्लिश वाज यू नो आई न्यू इंग्लिश बिफोर लेकिन एक्सेंट वगैरह ऑब्वियसली कहते हैं बंदा फिर कर लेता आस्ता आस्ता तो जब हम लोग यहाँ पे आए थे स्पीकिंग में इतना प्रॉब्लम नहीं हुआ था ऑब्वियसली एक्सेंट जब मैं पाकिस्तानी एक्सेंट में बोला था वो आगे से लोग देख देख क्या बोल रहे बंदा उसको किसने यहाँ पे आने दिया तो लेकिन ब्रो हम लोग यहाँ मूवी थे ना स्वांसी इन वेल्स वहाँ पे लोग बहुत अच्छे थे गोरे वहाँ पे जो से थे ना बहुत अच्छे थे So I think they were very welcoming. I still remember my first day at school. You know, I just went and this guy called the जैक आई थिंक उसका ये नाम था. तो उसने मुझे मतलब पूरा दिन अपने साथ रखा, लाइक ही शोड मी अराउंड. तो इट वाज वेरी लाइक दे वर लाइक वेरी
वेलकमिंग,
या वेरी नाइस. एंड या तो यहाँ पे आके मतलब स्कूल वगैरह में सेटल होने का इतना नहीं हुआ, क्योंकि वो कहते हैं मैं स्पोर्ट्स वगैरह भी खेलता हूँ, एंड लाइक फुटबॉल फॉर मी इन यूके हैज बीन अ परफेक्ट वे टू लाइक सोशलाइज पीपल, मीट न्यू पीपल. सो
yeah,
you know, like, I didn't really find a problem in that aspect. Lekin kehte school ke baad jo life hoti thi wo bahut different hoti thi, kyunki wahan pe obviously kehte hain unke house parties ka hota hai, culture hota hai. Lekin main Pakistan se aa raha hu, wahan pe kehte hain hum log maghrib ke baad kehte hain ghar se bahar hi nikalna.
Yeah,
aur kehte raat ko kabhi koi billi jaati thi hum log bahar nikalte, lekin that's about it. Kehte maghrib pe jaake aapko din finish ho jata hai, fir aap jaake kaam karoge. To wo yahan pe nahi, itna nahi hota tha. Matlab ke yahan pe aage UK mein aage, जैसे कि पाकिस्तान में हर शाम को मतलब हर बच्चा बाहर निकलता है फुटबॉल खेलता है, क्रिकेट खेलता है, वो वहाँ पे यहाँ पे नहीं होता यूके में. तो कहते हैं लाइफ आफ्टर स्कूल लाइक इन द फर्स्ट इयर्स वाज चैलेंजिंग, लेकिन आस्ते आस्ते एडजस्ट होने लगता है, यू गेट यूज्ड टू इट.
या राइट. तो ये जो एक्सेंट की आप बात कर रहे हैं, राइट?
जी जी.
एक्सेंट का क्या, लोग गोरे वैसे देखते थे कि पाकिस्तानी ज्यादा जज करते थे, वो सही इशू बता?
जी ब्रो, कहते हैं गोरे इतने नहीं करते, लेकिन कहते हैं यहाँ पे जो यहाँ के जो पाकिस्तानी होते हैं, जो यहाँ के बॉर्न एंड ब्रेड होते हैं, कुछ कुछ होते हैं मतलब देव सम सॉर्ट ऑफ एन ईगो, कहते हैं हम लोग यहाँ पे बॉर्न हुए हैं तो वहाँ से हो, दैट्स व्हाई वी आर बेटर देन यू. क्योंकि यहाँ कुछ कुछ होते हैं लोगों में, मैं ये नहीं कह रहा अभी ज्यादा होते हैं, लेकिन हाँ वो कभी कभी आपका करते हैं मजाक, लेकिन कहते हैं कुछ गोरे भी होते हैं, लेकिन बट यू फाइंड दैट सॉर्ट ऑफ पीपल एवरीवेयर, और वो इतने ज्यादा होते भी नहीं है. तो कहते हैं वो ऑब्वियसली भी करते हैं, लेकिन आई थिंक पीपल आर स्टार्टिंग टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट लाइक व्हेन यू कम फ्रॉम डिफरेंट प्लेसेस यू आर बाउंड टू हैव अ डिफरेंट एक्सेंट. You know, even in UK, you know, you have like 3-4 different accents as you like travel, you know, down south or like just move regions, you can spot the difference.
Yeah.
So get there, yeah, I think it's becoming more normalized. Get there, people accept it. Get there, no matter what accent you've got.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. यहाँ पे तो, I mean, it's very similar. I'm sure when I went to school, जो दूसरे पाकिस्तानी लड़के थे, लड़कियाँ, you know, they had this thing that you know you should not be brown, right?
Yeah.
Or let me clarify that you should not seem brown. वहाँ पे फॉब का कॉन्सेप्ट होता है, फॉब को लोग कहते हैं एक दूसरे को, FOB.
FOB, हाँ. ब्रो कहते हैं यहाँ पे, ब्रो आप चले जाइए यूके, ट्विटर इज लाइक इज अ बिग थिंग. तो कहते हैं जो सा बंदा मतलब थोड़ा कल्चर होता है, ठीक है, मतलब ही शोज अ लॉट मोर पाकिस्तानी कल्चर कंपेयर्ड टू यूके कल्चर, दे स्टार्ट कॉलिंग यू फॉब, सम पीपल डू दैट. कहते हैं और यहाँ पे मजाक भी कहते हैं. आई थिंक इट्स बिकम मोर लाइक अ ह्यूमर टर्म रादर देन लाइक एन एक्चुअल अब्यूज और लाइक दैट काइंड ऑफ अ टर्म. सो आई थिंक इट्स इंप्रूव्ड अ लॉट ओवर द इयर्स.
या या, इट्स मोस्टली जोकिंग अराउंड ऑफ कोर्स. तब भी ऐसे ही था एक्चुअली, बट इट वाज मोर लाइक बैक देन, एट लीस्ट आई एम नॉट श्योर हाउ इट इज नाउ, बट बैक देन इट वाज काइंड ऑफ अ जजमेंटलिज्म थिंग, लाइक यू नो, ब्रो यू आर टू फॉबी. आई वुड हियर दैट फ्रॉम सम ऑफ माय फ्रेंड्स. एंड मोस्ट आयरोनिक इज आई मूव्ड टू द यूएस इन 96.
Yeah.
And I had friends move here in like 2003 and stuff, and they would be telling me I'm Fabi. I'm like, dude.
Bro, tum kaun ho? Tum asme kya haak hai mujhe Fabi banane ka?
Yeah. Wo matlab har bande ka apna sense hota hai, like how much of your desi characteristics do you want to keep, right? Mujhe kuch apne desi andaaze acche lagte the, right? So I would basically mix myself. I didn't want to completely Americanize myself at a certain stage in life.
Yeah.
I wanted to be a blend. So uski wajah se log, yeah, you know, people just pick at you a little bit. So ab aise ho gaya ke, you know, I'm in the workplace. At my workplace, mostly it's Indians, not Pakistani so much. Right? Yeah. And they sometimes get a little thrown off by my accent because I can sit in a meeting and I can pull off like a majority American accent, right? So when they talk to me, they ask me, where were you born? Where are you from? When did you move here to the US? So I can tell what they're getting at is like, this guy has been living here for a long time, or he was born here or something like that, right?
Yeah.
So I feel a little out of place sometimes when I'm completely surrounded by Indians or they see people, you know, Bengalis, Pakistanis. So main gaur karta hu jab main unse baatein kar raha hota na, mera accent thoda kam angrezi ho jata, thoda zyada desi ho jata hai when I'm speaking English, right?
Bro, but totally agree karta hu. Jab bataiye aap transition karte ho jab Urdu bol rahe ho, phir aap jaate ho English ke upar.
Yeah.
Aapka jo accent hai automatically kehte Pakistani type ka ho jata hai, wo main bhi
मैंने अभी तक ये डिसाइड नहीं किया, शुड आई कॉल इट पाकिस्तान और शुड आई कॉल इट पाकिस्तान. सो आई साइकल बैक एंड फोर्थ.
ब्रो पाकिस्तान, ब्रो पाकिस्तान.
आई नो, बट यू नो, जब मैं गोरों से बातें कर रहा हूं तो ना, माय I can't even control my accent. I'm just speaking. So I'll be like, yeah, you know, I was born in Pakistan. I moved here when I was 6, you know, and it's so natural for me to say it like that.
Lekin
kai baar main apne ko catch karta nahi, yaar asal, you know, I should change my accent back to Pakistan kyunki proper wahi hai.
Ji.
Lekin bas, you know, certain things you can't control.
Ji, jab main yahan pe kehte hain gurun se baat karta hu, you know, like we've got some Arabic terms, jo main unko Pakistani kehte hain, bhi kehte hain. رمضان آ گیا روزے رکھنے تھے تو یہ لوگ کہتے ہیں رمضان تو کہتے ہیں یہ بندے کو کرنا پڑتا تھا کہ ان کو سمجھ آئے تو میں آئی کمپلین اسٹینڈ یو گیا
یا رائٹ ویسے عربک میں بھی رمضان کہتے ہیں کہ رمضان کہتے ہیں آئی
ڈونٹ ایون نو اس کا تو مجھے بچے بھی نہیں پتا ہے
یا آئی ٹوک عربک ان اسکول
جی
ان کالج فار لائک اے ایئر اینڈ آئی نوٹسڈ Yeah, they have a lot of the same words that we do. Obviously, you know, Urdu borrows from Arabic.
Yeah.
But their pronunciation was different. Yes,
yes, yes.
Okay, yahan pe maine badi jaldi se research ki thi on this topic. And pata ye lagaya ke Ramzan is basically the Urdu way of saying it, derived from the more Persian influence of pronouncing these words. Or Arabic mein Ramadan kaha jata hai. I hope I'm not butchering it. If you are interested, just look up how to pronounce Ramzan. There's actually a lot of people asking the same question. And let's keep going. Tell me, I guess, a little bit more about the Pakistani community over there. I guess, Wales mein thodi differences hoti hain between the Pakistani community there versus the ones in London, wahan pe, you know, in geography ke hisab se kya hai?
Bro, in terms of population density for like Asians, you know, it's very less than, you know, in Wales. Swansea mein to aapko kehte hain, gora nahi milta tha, Pakistani kahan se dhoondenge. To hume 3-4 Pakistani mile the bas, theek hai, to... وہاں پہ بہت کم تھے وہاں پہ آئی تھنک موسٹلی وہاں پہ گوری تھے بیسکلی ٹھیک ہے لیکن کہتے ہیں ایز یو موو انٹو لائک انگلینڈ دیر آر لاٹ مور لائک ایشینز لندن کے اندر ساؤتھ ہال آپ چلے جائیں وہاں پہ تو آپ کو کہتے ہیں ملے پاکستانی ملے گا آپ کو ملے گا نہیں گورا آپ مانچسٹر چلے جائیں وہاں پہ کہتے ہیں فیو ایریاز ویئر لائک اٹس جسٹ ایشینز اٹس ویری ہارڈ فائنڈ لائک وائٹ پیپل بٹ آئی تھنک ان سٹیز دیٹ آر کلوزر ٹو بٹ دی سٹیز ان ویلز آر کلوزر ٹو دی انگلش بارڈر فار ایگزامپل کارڈیف کارڈیف میں آپ کو پھر بھی مل جاتی ہوتی ہیں لیکن آئی تھنک ان ٹرمز آف ویئر دی موسٹ پاپولیشن لائز آئی تھنک اٹس ڈیفینیٹلی ان انگلینڈ اور جی مطلب سیم ٹائپ کے ہوتے ہیں سارے تو اتنا کچھ نہیں ہوتا
اٹس جسٹ دیٹ دی پاکستانی کمیونٹی ان یو کے از ا لاٹ مور میچور یہاں سے میچور اس حساب سے کہ وہاں پاکستانی پہلے گئے تھے فار دی موسٹ پارٹ جنریشنز آف پاکستانیز سٹارٹڈ دیئر ا لٹل ارلیئر دین دی یو ایس سو آئی واز فائنڈ اٹ ا بٹ مور انٹرسٹنگ کہ وہاں پہ کافی مور اسٹیبلشڈ ہیں ایون ٹو دا پوائنٹ کہ جب میں لندن گیا تھا مجھے یاد ہے وہاں کا پاکستانی فوڈ بھی بہت بہتر تھا یہاں سے دس از لائک ریئل پاکستانی فوڈ یہاں پہ اتنا مزہ نہیں آتا پاکستانی ریسٹورینٹس کا
برو کہتے ہیں منچسٹر میں ایک اسٹال لگتا ہے انڈے والا برگر برو انڈے والا برگر پاکستان کی بڑی چیز ہے نا وہاں پہ کہتے ہیں ولتون روڈ پہ ہوتا ہے وہاں پہ اسٹال لگا ہوتا ہے انڈے والا برگر تو مطلب کافی زیادہ کلچر آ گئے یہاں پہ مطلب آپ یو نو دیر آر فیو پلیسز یو ول گو اینڈ یو ول فیل ایٹ ہوم لیکن جی آئی ڈو اگری ود یو دیٹ کہتے ہیں یہاں پہ کافی زیادہ سیٹلڈ ہیں ایشینز مطلب پہلے سے
Yeah. Would you ever consider moving back to Pakistan at this stage of your life or sometime in the near future?
جی برو مطلب ان شاء اللہ آئی ڈو پلان آن موونگ بیک کاز میرے خیال سے اپنا ملک ہی ہوتا ہے آئی لو اسپیک مائی لائک اون لینگویج اینڈ آئی تھنک دیر از نو پرفیکٹ پلیس ٹو ڈو دیٹ لائک ادر دین پاکستان سو آئی تھنک مطلب ریٹائرمنٹ کے بعد بندہ سوچتا ہے پھر دیکھتے ہیں ان شاء اللہ مطلب لیکن کہتے ہیں ابھی میں گیا تھا پاکستان گیا تھا آئی واز لائک ریلی مس دس کلچر ان یو کے مطلب اپنے لوگوں سے مطلب کھل کے اپنے بات کریں میں وہاں پہ شاپنگ مال میں گھوم رہا ہوں لوگ اردو میں بات کریں میں نے کہا دس از نائس فیلز گڈ ٹو بی ہوم کہتے ہیں فوڈ بھی وہاں پہ آپ نے نہیں دینا حلال ہے کھل کے بنا کھائے تو وہ سب چیزیں وہ کہتے ہیں آپ کو یو نو دے میک یو ریئلائز دیٹ لائک مے بی کہ یو شوڈ موو بیک ایٹ سم پوائنٹ لیکن آئی تھنک فار ناؤ آئی ول پروبلی جسٹ فوکس آن مائی کیریئر اینڈ لائک آئی ایم کوائٹ ویل سیٹلڈ لیکن ان شاء اللہ آئی تھنک مے بی
یا یا واٹ ڈو یور پیرنٹس تھنک آر دے ان دی یو کے ود یو
جی مطلب یہاں پہ ہماری کہتے ہیں اتنی فیملی نہیں ہے کچھ لوگوں کو ہوتا ہے بھی ان کی پوری فیملیز یہاں پہ موو ہوتی ہیں ہمارے ایسے نہیں ہمارے دو تین صرف کہتے ہیں چھوٹی چھوٹی فیملیز ہیں تو یہاں پہ ہم لوگ جہاں رہتے ہیں وہاں پہ اس شہر کے اندر کوئی بھی ہمارا جانے والا نہیں ہے لائک دیئر از ناٹ مینی پیپل فرام اور فیملی ان ہیئر سو یہ مائی پیرنٹس ڈو لیو ود می کہتے ہیں وہ کہتے ہیں بھی آپ نے کہتے ہیں اپنی ایجوکیشن لے لی ہے دی ورلڈ از یورز سو یو کین گو وٹ ایور یو وانٹ
ڈو وٹ ایور یو وانٹ نہیں مطلب اگر آپ پاکستان موو ہونے کا پلان بناتے ہیں لیٹس سے ان 10 ایئرز اور سو رائٹ وڈ یور پیرنٹس وانٹ ٹو موو ود یو ایز ویل ٹو پاکستان کہ وہ یہاں پہ ہی سیٹل ہیں
دے آر کوائٹ ویل سیٹل ہیئر لیکن کہتے ہیں
یا
obviously kehte main hu meri behan hai mera bhai bhi hai so depending what they do as well so I think they might get influenced by that and they can like if I move solely by myself I don't think they'll have an issue with that
yeah that's amazing kyunki I mean majority jo logon se baatein karta hu na main unko ye sawal zarur poochta hu kai baar ke would you consider moving to Pakistan again would you go back to Pakistan even if it's for a few years or something like that right and unfortunately I guess the situation hi aisi hai most people's answers is like yahan pe we've changed too much now ab pakistan ja ke wahan pe travel karna ek alag baat hoti hai wahan dekhe wahan pe rehna bilkul alag baat hai is had tak ki actually podcast ki baat ho aap chhode main apni family se jab baat karta hu to I get the same thing the same type of response even my mom will be like nahi yahan pe life you know I'm both comfortable ho gaye
ji ji
तो पाकिस्तान में जाके वो नहीं हमसे होगा।
जी वो डेफिनेटली कहते हैं यहाँ के लोग, कुछ लोग होते हैं यहाँ पे यूके में, ठीक है, दे रियली डू मिस द कल्चर ऑफ पाकिस्तान, दे वांट टू गो बैक एंड लिव देयर लाइक फ्यू इयर्स एट लीस्ट एंड देन लाइक मूव बैक, लेकिन वहाँ पे कहते हैं लाइफ लाइक इज वेरी हार्ड। आई वाज एक्चुअली एट वन पॉइंट, बिकॉज जब मैं जॉब्स ढूंढ रहा था, ठीक है, तो आई वाज कंसीडरिंग दैट लाइक इफ आई डोंट फाइंड अ जॉब इन यूके, आई विल प्रोबब्ली गो बैक टू पाकिस्तान, लाइक डू अ ग्रेजुएट जॉब देयर एंड देन लाइक कम बैक विद सम एक्सपीरियंस हियर एंड दैट विल बी अ गुड एक्सपीरियंस इन इटसेल्फ। लेकिन कहते हैं आई वाज जस्ट लुकिंग एट द सैलरीज फॉर ग्रेजुएट लाइक इंजीनियर्स, आई वाज लाइक like they were shocking to be fair, you know, compared to UK obviously, lekin kehte hain even for Pakistan standards it's very hard to like, you know, go through with the money that they offer, lekin like I think if you go a few years down the line once you've like settled in your career, I think that's then it's a good option.
Aur uske alawa bijli chali jayegi hum marne wale ho jayenge.
Ji ji hard wahan pe hard jobs obviously hain, lekin kehte hain wahan pe apna bhi hai,
you know, over here if I analyze our life over here, right, my family and myself in the US, I've moved around a lot, actually. I moved around a lot in the U.S. So we grew up in the northeast of the U.S. I don't know how familiar you are with U.S. states, but we grew up in the northeast and then around New York. And then I moved to California and then I moved to Texas. And then I moved to currently in Boston, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what's amazing is I talk to people here, meri wife ki family, meri family. Main unse poochta hun, you know, Texas kaisa tha, ye kaisa tha, you know, and the usual types of responses I'll get will be like, yeah, Texas bahut garam hai, yeah, you know, like northeast is way too cold, it snows there, I can't handle it anymore, you know.
Ji
hum itne comfortable yahan pe ho gaye ki we can actually choose, and it's such a big country. For example, moving from Boston to like California is like moving from UK to maybe Ukraine or even further, maybe like
really,
yeah, Iran or something like that. Bahut, yeah, bahut bada mulk hai ye, and like we can choose to be picky over here, that's the thing.
Yeah
hum yahan pe picky ho sakte hain, lekin Pakistan mein, you know, for example, agar garmi hai to bas hai, Texas mein garmi hai to kam se kam at least you have AC and all that stuff, lekin jab main Texas mein reh raha tha, you know, the temperature would go above 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Let me calculate how much that is in 2 Celsius.
Yeah, Celsius chalta hai ji,
it would be over 37, over 38 degrees, right?
Bro, itna to Pakistan mein tha jab main in garmi mein gaya tha.
Exactly, lekin yahan pe log marne wale ho jate hain. Halanki in Texas the lifestyle is so comfortable ki aapki gaadi mein AC hai, aapke ghar mein AC hai, aur aapke job pe bhi AC hai, aur aap jo bhi jagah pe jaate hain, malls, stores, right, barber salons, jahan bhi aap ja rahe hain, har jagah AC laga hua hai. Aapne bas ye kaam karna hai, aapne gaadi se nikal ke walk karke koi dukaan ke andar chala jana hai.
Ji,
that walk is so painful to some people.
Ji bro, Saudi mein aisi hoti hai, phir jab banda itni der rehta na in AC, dhoop chupne lag jati hai, banda se kuch bhi nahi hota.
Yeah, right.
Aur wahan Pakistan mein ek hota season, usko kehte hain son padu, wahan pe hum log gaye the, it's very moist. तो और साथ ही बंदे को होती है गर्मी में होती है, बंदा दो मिनट बंद कमरे में खड़ा हो जाए उसको पसीना आना स्टार्ट हो जाता है. तो लाइक वी फाउंड इट रियली हार्ड टू लाइक एडजस्ट एट स्टार्ट बिकॉज ऑब्वियसली लाइक वी बीन इन यूके फॉर लॉन्ग टाइम यहां पे. तो आप सही कह रहे हैं, कहते हैं कुछ लोग यहां पे बहुत सेटल हो जाते हैं, ऐसी बात.
या आई मीन वी अगेन वी कैन चूज टू बी पिकी हियर, और हम यू नो अब इतना सोचते नहीं कि हम कितने लकी हैं एटलीस्ट टू हैव दोस टाइप्स ऑफ ऑप्शंस, राइट. But yeah, like Pakistan, I think it was going back to what I asked you earlier, would you consider moving back to Pakistan?
Main apne aap ko kafi, you know, I consider myself very cultured, you know, like I've obviously moved to UK, but like a lot of things, for example, the music I listen to, like bro, I'm even into poetry, the Pakistani poetry, kitne Ghalib ho gaya, John Ali ho gaya, right. I'm that kind of, you know, cultured, so like if I was to move back I wouldn't really face that much of a problem. But I think it can get a bit different for some people because they come here and like they adapt to it like too much. So kuch log kehte hain Urdu likhna bhul jate hain, so like maybe like it's, you know, it's their choice, obviously if they want to live here they can do
right. I think people deserve a lot of respect ke like difficulty aapko kahin bhi hogi rehne mein, aur shayad Pakistan mein rehne mein thodi zyada hogi because it's a, you know, we're struggling with, you know, economically we're struggling with a lot of different stuff, right? Lekin agar aap choose kar rahe hain ki aapne phir bhi apne mulk mein jaake rehna hai, and you know you want to contribute your taxes, your money, you know, your wealth to the economy over there and help grow the Pakistani economy in the long run, you know, that's a big decision and that deserves a lot of respect. Kyunki lifestyle kahin bhi set kar sakte hain aapko, thodi mushkil shuru mein hogi lekin I'm pretty sure, for example, if I moved to Pakistan I could make it.
Yeah,
wo alag baat hai, meri biwi nahi jayegi mere sath. Like I'm sure I could you know, sometimes I've thought about it. मैं अपनी वाइफ से बात करता रहता हूँ यार, there's even ways to set up a business over there or something and maybe bring that money in and help grow the economy as well as settle down and live in a much cheaper to live country.
Yeah. Oh, that's a big risk, bro. Very, yes, very big risk. It's a very big move as well. So I think people don't take that risk normally, but yeah, definitely. लेकिन यार कहते हैं इंशाल्लाह, यू नो इंशाल्लाह पाकिस्तान इमरान खान आया है वो कुछ कर रहा है आस्ता आस्ता, लेकिन ऑब्वियसली इट्स अ वेरी बिग टास्क अहेड ऑफ हिम, बट या इंशाल्लाह.
या राइट, वेल द मेथड द गवर्नमेंट इज गोइंग नाउ, जो यू नो आई एग्री, आई थिंक इट्स गोइंग द राइट डायरेक्शन. वो उसका मसला ये है कि इट्स पेनफुल राइट नाउ बिकॉज ही इज डूइंग व्हाट वी शुड हैव ऑलवेज डन, व्हिच वाज टैक्स पीपल, राइट. ये हमेशा से टैक्स आप हर जगह देते हैं, तो पाकिस्तान में देने से मर जाते हैं लोग, लाइक जस्ट गिव योर टैक्सेस मैन.
Bro, exactly. कहते हैं वहां लोग कहते हैं रियलाइज नहीं करते, कहते हैं जो पहले चल रहा था मे बी जस्ट इन अ बिग बबल, वो आस्ते आस्ते बड़ा ही हो रहा था. इमरान खान आया, उसने उसको पॉप किया, व्हिच इवेंचुअली वाज गोना लाइक टेक प्लेस, बट द सूनर द बेटर, एंड व्हिच ही इज डन. बट लाइक पीपल डोंट रियलाइज लाइक दिस वाज फोरकास्टिंग, दिस वाज लाइक पीपल एक्सपेक्टिंग दिस, बट
या या इट वाज एब्सोल्युटली अ बबल, क्योंकि यू नो इंटरेस्ट पे हम रह रहे थे एंड कैप्चरिंग लोन्स फ्रॉम अदर कंट्रीज एंड एड फ्रॉम द यूएस, हाउ लॉन्ग वाज दैट गोना वर्क.
Exactly.
It's unfortunately hamesha aise hi hona chahiye tha, hamesha tax lagne chahiye the, lekin nobody else enforce them. Now Imran has to be the bad guy because he's the one who's enforcing them, and he has to take a little bit of that heat, lekin hopefully in the long run, like 10-15 years, this will turn around, maybe even earlier.
Exactly, bro. Ab jaina matlab ki you know it's down to the mentality as well, because like some regions in Pakistan, they're like literally allocated to a certain political party, so you know they're like yaar ye banda noon hum log कोई वोट देंगे नो मैटर व्हाट, तो ये बैकवर्ड थिंकिंग है. होम का सिचुएशन चेंज होगी जितना ज्यादा वो खुद ना करें, तो आई थिंक सम पीपल आर होल्डिंग पाकिस्तान बैक, एंड दैट इज ऑब्वियसली.
ओह इट्स एब्सोल्युटली ट्रू. सो बिफोर आई स्टार्टेड दिस पॉडकास्ट, राइट, द ओनली पीपल आई न्यू इन पाकिस्तान वर माय कजिन्स,
या
ओवर देयर हु आर स्टिल देयर, अ लॉट ऑफ माय डिस्टेंट फैमिलीज ओवर देयर, एंड फ्रॉम व्हाट आई हियर अबाउट देम, राइट, इट्स मोर exactly what you mentioned, okay, they will vote for whoever their dad voted for, whoever their grandparents voted for.
Exactly.
So hum mere mamu or distant mamus, you know, second cousins, all those people, their mentality was just like, you know, sade abba ji ne ithe vote, you know, do you understand Punjabi, by the way?
Yeah, bro, I'm a big Punjabi.
Sade abba ji ne, yeah, sade abba ji ne ithe vote paya si te assi bhi aahi karange, like your superstition both hai na,
both, bro, bro, both vehm karte hain.
The thinking was like, agar hum wo kaam karenge jo hamare वालिद ने नहीं किए थे, then he will suffer in his grave or something like that.
Yeah.
Which doesn't really make sense in politics, right?
Yeah.
Imagine that. मैंने फलाने को वोट नहीं डाला, लिहाजा मेरे अब्बा जी अपनी कब्र में उल्टबाजियां करेंगे.
Exactly, yeah.
This type of thinking has held us back a lot. Like, लोग अपनी thinking नहीं बदलते.
Yeah, you know, they go and say, oh yeah, मेरा चाचा लगा हुआ की तरह पार्टी दे विच, मैं उन्हें कितना वोट ना दूंगा, मेरी फैमिली ने मेरे खिलाफ हो रहा है. Bro, all these excuses, yeah, you know, like they should be kept aside and like do, you know, do what's right, give Imran a chance, which people have now. But yeah, inshallah, we can hope for the best.
And you know, I'm not using this podcast, this is the first time I've actually discussed politics on the podcast. Yeah. So, but I think it's important, forget about Imran Khan, right?
Yeah.
Agar aap kisi ko bhi vote dalte, Nawaz Sharif ko, right, PPP, yeah, whatever, right, I think it's okay as long as you made that decision on your own,
yeah,
intelligence, aapne khud thinking karke, khud rationalize karke, you know,
yeah,
खुद अपनी इन्फॉर्मेशन गैदर करके आपने वोट डाला, दैट्स ग्रेट, एंड एजुकेटेड ओपिनियन इज द मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग. लेकिन मसला ये है, लोग अपने आप को एजुकेट नहीं कर रहे, दे जस्ट डूइंग व्हाट देयर डैड टेल्स देम टू डू. यू नो, मेरे चाचा नाराज हो जाएंगे तो मैं इधर ही वोट डालूंगा, लाइक व्हाट, मेक्स नो सेंस.
ब्रो, मजाक लगा कहते हैं, यू नो, पीपल आर पिकिंग इमरान खान्स फॉल्ट्स, व्हिच आर लाइक मच स्मॉलर देन लाइक देयर लीडर्स फॉल्ट्स. कहते हैं वो उसको साइड पर रख के उसकी तरफ भी जाएंगे. तो आपसे कह रहे हैं, एजुकेशन इज द की टू दिस, एंड पीपल आर फेलिंग to do that, they are preferring to like stay ignorant, like,
right. Yeah, I mean, of so that, because people think we're outsiders, right? So yeah, we should not have a say in the politics of Pakistan.
Yes.
Which I think kind of makes sense. Lekin phir hum jab bhi, like main jab bhi Pakistan gaya hu, I would hear the same thing at every house we'd go to, just jidhar bhi hum gaye, right, family ke gharon mein ya family ke bahar bhi, which would just be like, yaar aap hamara bhi kuch kar de, hamara bhi visa lagwa de yaar kuch par. जिसके भी घर जाते थे ना, उनका बेटा कोई होगा मेरी उम्र का, राइट, उसके उसके बाप हमें बताएंगे कि जी ऐदां ते कुछ नहीं बनने वाला इत्थे, इहनूं तुसीं नाल ही लै जाओ, इहनूं तुसीं अडॉप्ट कर लो जी, ऐदां ते कुछ नहीं होने वाला, वो बेटा साथ ही बैठा हुआ है
जी। ब्रो ब्रो बहुत बहुत बड़ी मिसकंसेप्शन है, कहते हैं हम लोग यहाँ पे आ गए राजा तो रह रहे हैं, ठीक है हमारी चल रही, हमने पांच पांच नौकर लगे हैं, ऐसा कुछ नहीं, उनको फोन समझाए भी कहते हैं यहाँ पे, लाइफ इज जस्ट अ टफ, वो लाइक स्लाइटली टफ इन पाकिस्तान, लेकिन कहते हैं इट्स नॉट एज इजी एज दे मेक इट टू बी। तो जब कहते हैं भी आप आ रहे हैं पाकिस्तान, ये लेके ना ब्रो कहाँ से।
Yeah, right. Yeah, I just want the country to be in a place के लोगों को बाहर जाने की इतनी जरूरत ही ना पड़े, you know?
जी definitely.
I mean, I'm happy where I am. I'm sure you are too.
Yeah.
के मेरी फैमिली यहाँ है, मेरे लिए बहुत तरक्की हुई, right? It was great for my future. It was great for my kids' future. All that, right? Great. लेकिन काश ऐसे होता के we might not have had to move out at all. के सारी opportunity पाकिस्तान में ही थी।
जी ब्रो,
कि लोग बाहर से पाकिस्तान आ रहे हैं, पाकिस्तान से बाहर नहीं जा रहे।
जी जी ब्रो, पाकिस्तान से परफेक्ट कंट्री, ठीक है, अगर कहते हैं कि अगर कोई करप्शन ना होती, ठीक है, इकॉनमी ठीक होती है, मतलब इट्स द बेस्ट प्लेस टू लिव इन, लेकिन ऑब्वियसली कहते हैं यू हैव टू सैक्रिफाइस समथिंग, एंड देन आई थिंक यूके इज ग्रेट एज़ वेल, सो यू नो द लैंड ऑफ अपॉर्चुनिटी इज, आई थिंक दैट्स व्हाट दे कॉल यूएस, बट वी कॉल इट यूके। लेकिन जी
या एब्सोल्युटली। So, आप अपने आप को कितना पाकिस्तानी समझते हैं? How British do you think of yourself at this point? Like, if you had to share that as a percentage out of 100%, how would you weigh yourself?
I'd say I am 65% Pakistani and 35% UK. Mm. Actually, not even that. Like 70-30, yeah.
Mm. Have you ever encountered racism directly yourself?
No, bro. Alhamdulillah, कहते हैं जितने भी गोरे या जितने भी कहते हैं non-Pakistanis I've met, yeah, they've been really kind to me. And you know, alhamdulillah, you know, I've just always somehow chosen the right people to be around. If I sense something wrong, I'll just, you know, distance myself. And I think that's just the way it's been. And the schools I've gone to, they've had, you know, like really good reputation. Some people who didn't like me, they eventually start liking me because we, you know, Pakistani wala jo hota na faisla, but you don't just hota nature jhukte wagaira. वही मैं इंग्लिश में कर रहा होता हूँ और वो कहते हैं मैनचेस्टर यूनाइटेड बस बन ही गए सर।
The same style. Yeah. I guess you've been pretty lucky. That's great. लेकिन वहाँ पे overall attitude क्या है लोगों की पाकिस्तानियों की तरफ?
Bro कहते हैं बहुत improve हो रहा है. Like in fact, racism is on the low, but it's always going to exist, you know, in my opinion. Because people will always choose to be like ignorant. अच्छी बात ये है कि कहते हैं जो से होते हैं लोग जो से नॉन पाकिस्तानी होते हैं या कहते हैं वो उस चीज के अगेंस्ट हैं, आपको बैक करते हैं, ठीक है, और वो रेसिस्ट बंदे के रेसिस्ट स्टेटमेंट के अगेंस्ट होते हैं। तो आई थिंक इट्स इंप्रूविंग अ लॉट।
दैट्स गुड या यहां पे तो पता नहीं लगता कभी, इट फील्स लाइक इट्स इंप्रूविंग, अदर टाइम्स इट फील्स लाइक इट्स गेटिंग अ लिटिल वर्स एक्चुअली। There was a point where I felt like it was completely fine, but then I feel like overall the politics of the US and the social health over here has been very shaky since 9/11. मुझे ये नहीं पता कि 9/11 ने कितना अफेक्ट किया यूके को।
जी नहीं ब्रो, कहते हैं यहां भी इफेक्ट रहा, आई थिंक लाइक फेडेड अवे बिट क्विकर देन यूएस। US to me right now, like I'd actually just move to specific states, because like you know, I see these videos. You know, like on Twitter and stuff, and you know, like people being treated, you know, like in a very unfair way, so that kind of puts me off because, you know, like obviously the history and stuff. I've got a friend who's just moved to Newcastle. He's actually from Texas as well, and he was just telling me about like how they were like very little Pakistanis, and how he sometimes was a victim of like racism. So that kind of puts me off. But you know, again, I've spoken to some people who live in like cities like New York, and they say like it's very, you know, it's very good for like Asians, because like people treat you the same in big cities.
It's so diverse. Yeah, right. Your friend is living in Texas, or he moved from Texas?
He moved from Texas. I think he went uni there.
I see. Do you know which city he was in?
No.
Because that's the other issue. I lived in Texas too, right? And I had the same perceptions. Yeah, Texas में से काफी बुरी खबरें आती हैं, like about racism and things like that. लेकिन इतनी बड़ी स्टेट है, वो भी इतनी बड़ी स्टेट है. I think it's like nearly the size of Pakistan or something like that. It's a very big state, yeah. तो वहाँ पे कुछ शहर, you know, काफी mixed हैं, काफी diverse हैं. So you don't encounter as much. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Obviously, only a very few cities will match up to New York City. New York City is like a huge blending pot. और कुछ इलाके वहाँ पे ऐसे हैं कि I'm sure London has this too, of course. It's like mini Pakistan.
How's California? Is that the same? Or
California is pretty diverse too. Yeah. Pakistani wahan pe thode kam hai, lekin there is a lot of other races to the point that people are not as prejudiced towards others. Lekin, yeah, I lived in San Diego, and then I lived in San Francisco around that area. And yeah, California is really great too. I think if you come to the US, you just want to stay towards the coast. Because wahan pe sabse zyada immigrants hote hain. Aur uski wajah se, consequently, the acceptance of immigrants is a lot better too.
All right, yeah.
Whereas when you go to the middle of the US, wahan pe sare wo, wo baithe hote hain, tractor wale, tractor pe baithe hote hain, gore. Rednecks. They're the racist ones with the big trucks and the guns and all that stuff. Yeah, it's a pretty broad picture, but yeah, it is a little bit like that.
Yeah, yeah. I think inshallah, I will like try and see what US is like in some point in the future.
Yeah. I think a lot of your life here and even in the UK depends on who you surround yourself with.
Yeah, definitely, bro, definitely.
And what type of places you go to. When we first moved here, we didn't live in the best areas. Hum bahut bure ilakon mein rehte the, high crime, poverty, those types of areas. And you'd be surprised that hum gore gore zyada baatein kar rahe hain, lekin gore are not always the racist ones.
Definitely, bro.
We got racism from like all sorts of races. We got racism from Latin people.
Yeah.
Puerto Ricans, blacks, So, yeh badi unfortunate thing hai, kyunki everybody comes to this country. I find that, a lot of people come to this country from the outside and they're all looking for acceptance, right? Yeah. But then ideally we should be together in all of this. The minority should all be coming together. But then there's oftentimes in those communities, you'll find that the minorities are the ones who don't get along with each other. And there's these like really rough divides and it's unfortunate. Gore zyada aapko accept kar lete hain. Goron ko to humne aise suli pe chadhaya hua hai, lekin they're not always the bad ones. we gotta give them credit where they're good. Yeah.
Or kehte bro, kehte hain Pakistanis, I think, or like any Asians, I think their attitude toward gore sometimes isn't the best. And like, wo kehte hain unko Urdu mein gaaliyan de rahe hote hain. Main kehta hu kya karo yaar, tum unke country mein aaye ho, unhone tumhe accept kar liya, ab tum bhi unko accept kar lo. So, ye kuch log hote hain, again, like a small section of them, but like still, it doesn't like that. I think that's enough to build like our image as a negative image in like someone else's perspective. So, I think we should all work together.
Yeah, we don't talk about that enough, Like, for example, I talked to you about Pakistan and I talked about economy and all that stuff. I talked to you about UK. The first question I ask you is, how was the racism over there, right? Maybe fault hai ki hum ye baat nahi karte ke how racist are we towards others. Yeah, हमने उनको accept किया कि नहीं? उन्होंने तो accept कर लिया आपको, लेकिन क्या आपने accept किया कि आपकी family ने accept किया?
Bro, कहते हैं यहाँ भी same ही कहते हैं हमारे जैसे neighbors हैं ठीक है, वो कहते हैं गोरे हैं, very nice people ठीक है, जब हम लोग आ जा रहे होते हैं, हमें देखते हैं, हमें कहते हैं wave वगैरह करते हैं, लेकिन बात शायद इतनी नहीं होती, हम लोग नहीं उनके घर कहते हैं इफ्तारी भेजते हैं, वो रोजे नहीं रखते, उनके पास कुत्ते हैं ठीक है, हम लोग कुत्तों से दूर रहते हैं, कहते हैं वो लोग समझते हैं हमको तो डरते हैं, लेकिन नमाज पढ़नी होती है भाई, तो मतलब ये कुछ चीजें हैं, लेकिन that shouldn't stop you from like accepting them and be friendly towards them and be fair towards them.
Yeah, right. अब तो यहाँ पे I mean my mom is just like that. हम बहुत डरते थे कुत्तों से, कुत्ता कोई नजर आता था ना कोई, even on the streets, तो हम सड़क क्रॉस कर लेते थे, जितना बड़ा ये अब बड़ी it's funny, somebody should make a movie on this, के पाकिस्तानीज इंडियंस हम देसी बहुत डरते हैं कुत्तों से, I don't know why, लेकिन over time, I started as I started making more friends, right, I started going over to their houses and I started playing with their dogs and stuff. And, I got very comfortable with dogs. Lekin my parents, my mom especially, she has not gotten comfortable with dogs. Unko koi dur se kutta na jata hai, ye, ay, man!
Kyunki bro, Pakistani se hote na kutte, wo bohut, matlab ke, aapke liye haram hi hote hain.
Yeah.
Kyunki mujhe yaad hai, main ek din ghar se nikla tha, mere peeche pad gaya, main itni tez bhaag ke gaya na, dikha gaya, jaise slang maar di maine. Wo experiences hote hain, jo aapko puri zindagi traumatize kar dete
hain. Aise kutte hote hain, yeah, you have to be, you're right, you get PTSD once and, ab to khair, Pakistaniyon ke paas itne, a lot of Pakistani families have dogs.
Ji ji, exactly. Yeah. Dogs, cats. Yeah,
wahan pe hain.
Ji 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 ji, kitne yahan pe bhi hain log, apna dal side pe rakh ke inko accept kar rahe hain.
Yeah.
To acha chal raha
hai. Yeah, I think meri to bahas ho jati hai ambi ke sath kabhi kabhi, because cats are apparently allowed in Islam.
Yeah, they're very nice.
Kutton ka to likha hua hai, lekin cats are allowed. Lekin meri ammi cats ko bhi nahi maanti. She's just like, hey, gandi hoti hain.
जब
से मैं घर से बाहर मूव हुआ ना, I don't live with my parents, obviously. So since then I have considered getting a pet. लेकिन सबसे बड़ी वजह यही होती है, like it's the hygiene. It's not the other stuff that holds me back. Sometimes I'm like, यार ये सफाई कौन करेगा, you know? ऐसे वो फिर स्मेल आ जाती है घर में.
हाइजीन हो जाते हैं, आप अपने काम में भी काफी इन्वेस्ट हो जाता है, उस टाइम नहीं होता है कि आप कहते हैं टेक केयर का प्रॉब्ली. सो आई थिंक दैट्स
पॉसिबल. या बिकॉज़ इट्स एक्चुअली अ लॉट ऑफ वर्क. मैं जो लोगों को देखता हूं जिनके पास पीपल हु हैव डॉग्स, राइट, इट्स लाइक वो घर से आते हैं एंड देयर वर्क एंड एक्चुअली स्टॉप घर आके भी काम करना है, यू नो.
जी.
और वो कुत्ता होता भी ऐसा जानवर है कि बिल्लियां फिर भी अपना ख्याल रख ले लेती हैं, you know. They clean up themselves. Cats can just go to the litter box whenever they want, they lick themselves clean. But dogs can't do any of that. Dogs need a shower. Dogs need to be let out for, you know, using the bathroom. Yeah. Dogs require a lot of work. And they eat a lot more too. So, ऐसी बात है कि, like, it's like having a baby, but the baby never grew up. It's he's always like 1 year old.
Yeah. True. Thank you very much for all this.
Awesome.
It's been really fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Great talking to you, Hassan.
All right. See you in a bit.
All right. Yeah. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode of Puckcord, remember to check out our other episodes. You can easily find all of them on our website, puckcord.com. You can also find us on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, जहाँ भी आप podcast को सुनते हैं, and पटारी पे भी हम हैं. So find us wherever you want to listen to us and subscribe. We also really appreciate positive reviews on iTunes. And if you have any feedback, any questions, any comments, we love feedback. Feel free to message us on Instagram. You can follow us at Puckcord on Instagram or email us at hello@puckcord.com. We love getting feedback. We love hearing from you. And this podcast is specifically made for you, our Pakistani audience. I do this as kind of a side hobby right now. I do it out of pure passion to bring the Pakistani youth together across the world. And I hope I'm somewhat successful at doing that through this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.